dobrze.
Okay, so, yeah, we're ready for the next talk. Yeah, please could you close the door? Close the door. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So yeah, we are ready for the next talk. The next speaker is Jose Gomez, and he's going to talk about a very interesting topic and very popular topic. So my name I am Susie. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to start this. I'd like to start this with our daily mantra for many of us. Can you hear me back there? More or less. And there? Better. Okay, this is more. I will try to keep this dance. Please raise your hand if you cannot hear me, okay? I want everybody to hear, and let's see how this goes now. Welcome. This is the SUSE ID project description and project showcase. We are here to show how SUSE has tackled their IAM landscape. So first, I think it's important to show how did we get here. So let's go through a little bit of the story of SUSE. So SUSE was founded in 1992 in Germany, was one of the first companies to go market for Linux Enterprise. SUSE was acquired by Novell in 2003. Then Novell was acquired by Attachment Group in 2011. Then Attachment Group was merged, well, was acquired by Micro Focus in 2014. And then in 2019, SUSE became independent. Do you see the pattern here after 2003? Everybody here long enough in an organization that has gone through mergers can definitely spot it. It never ends well. But who are you, you might ask? Our dear friend here presented me earlier, but I can elaborate a little bit more. I'm Jose. I'm a full-stack engineer in SUSE. I've been working in SUSE 6 to 7 years. 5 years in the customer center, and 1 year in the platform engineering team. And with all of this baggage in my back, I can confidently say that I have no idea what I'm doing. I just sit down at a computer, I type things and they work, and sometimes I don't. So it is what it is. I want to bring up a small disclaimer in this talk. We here in this talk are not wanting to sell you anything. We are going to talk about how we got to our IAM nightmare, and what steps are we going to take to make it better. We will mention products, we will mention things that are necessary for the plot, but in no way, shape, or form are we selling anything here. Yes, I do work for SUSE, but that doesn't mean that I'm here to market SUSE. With that out of the way, let's go back to our original part. So how do we got here? A small summary, in case you missed it. So we were founded in 92. Chain of acquisitions, now we're independent. This, of course, brought the classic. So every time there is a merger, two companies work in different ways. One of the ways will win. It's always like that. They can never be fully integrated because there will be two different governance models. So we have now multiple password providers because every merge, every movement requires new system, new platforms. We have multiple LDAPs because we were used to work like this in 1987. We were used to work like this in 1997. We were used to work like this in 2007, and so on and so forth. We also have multiple add-ons and bridges because those old systems were working really nice, really fine for the technology at the moment. But we have new standards like OpenAuth, OpenID, and so on, but we cannot just recycle the old systems. So we have to bring new pieces of code that actually make the old pieces of software work with new protocols. That also means maintenance burden. We also have things like Active Directory because we cannot get the fact that Windows is also used in organizations, so that is also a piece to maintain. We have radius servers because we like to connect things together as well. The more the merrier, right? But so at the end of the day, everybody is following or is feeling like this. So you know who you are, you know where to go to, but it's way too many identities, way too many things. So why are we doing this? As I have clearly stated, I think our authentication systems are not fully standardized. Logging into a service may require navigating a nightmare of just services around and sometimes manual interaction, depending on the case. At the time of writing or at the time of presenting this, every employee needs at least two identities. So we have a SaaS provider product there where we can authenticate and do a part of our work. And we have also LDAP and all other protocols where we have another identity to also work. I think with this, many people can also feel a bit identified when you work in a big company that usually happens. This, of course, comes with a problem on security and compliance concerns. We have multiple IAM services around,